From NPR News in Washington, I'm Jack Spear. Hillary Clinton says she used a personal email account for official government business while Secretary of State for the sake of convenience. As NPR's Tamara Keith explains, that's not playing well with her critics.
Hillary Clinton says State Department rules at the time allowed her to use a personal email account. And so to keep things simple, that's the only account she used while Secretary of State.
Looking back, it would have been better for me to use two separate phones and two email accounts. I thought using one device would be simpler, and obviously it hasn't worked out that way.
Clinton says she turned over all work-related emails to the State Department and has asked that they be released. But she deleted those messages her team considered personal. After the press conference, the Republican congressman who heads the select committee investigating Benghazi said he would have to call her to appear before the committee at least twice. Tamara Keith, NPR News, Washington.
President Obama has signed what he's calling a student aid bill of rights. It will crack down on companies that service student loans issued by the federal government. During a visit today to Georgia Tech in Atlanta, the president said the new rules will streamline and improve how the government deals with student borrowers, including providing better information about repayment options and ways of dealing with delinquent payments.
We're creating a way for you to ask questions about your loans, file a complaint, cut through the bureaucracy, get a faster response. That's not just from the government, that's also from the contractors who, you know, sometimes service your loans.
Measures also include a provision requiring loan servicers to apply extra payments first to the highest interest loans to help students pay down their debt more quickly. Giant retailer Target is wielding the jobs-cutting axe, the company announcing today it will lay off 1,700 workers and permanently close out another 1,400 positions. This puts a number on the announcement last week by the Minneapolis-based company. It planned to eliminate several thousand jobs. The job cuts are part of a $2 billion restructuring. Stock prices fell sharply today amid new fears about rising interest rates. NPR's Jim Zaroli reports the Dow Jones Industrial Average wiped out all its gains for the year.
Stocks lost ground right after the market opened and then kept dropping. By the end of the day, the Dow had lost almost 2% of its value. Investors appeared to be worried about the growing likelihood that the Federal Reserve will have to raise interest rates soon. Their fears have grown in the wake of last Friday's robust jobs report. Meanwhile, growth remains sluggish in much of Europe. Interest rates on German bonds fell to a record low, and the euro keeps falling against the dollar. The diverging currency rates are helping to fuel the volatility in the markets and making investors more nervous. Jim Zaroli, NPR News.
On Wall Street, the Dow Jones Industrial Average fell 332 points to close at 17,662. The Nasdaq was down 82 points today. You're listening to NPR. Officials in North Carolina announced today they are fining Duke Energy $25 million in connection with pollution discharge from a pair of coal ash pits at a retired power plant. According to the state environmental department, in some cases, coal ash has been seeping into groundwater for years. The fine is for contamination at the company's L.V. Sutton plant outside Wilmington, which reportedly has two unlined dumps holding some 2.6 million tons of coal ash. The number of hate groups in the U.S. declined last year. That's according to a report by the Southern Poverty Law Center. But as Andrew Yeager with member station WBHM in Birmingham, Alabama reports, the center says that does not mean hate activities declined.
The SPLC survey found the number of hate groups dropped 17% in 2014 from the year before. That's in part because of an improving economy and a law enforcement crackdown. But SPLC senior fellow Mark Potok says at the same time, individuals are moving from groups to the anonymity of websites and online forums.
Sovereign citizens movement is that almost none of these people are organized into groups. It's more a movement of individuals who meet up at various places, but there's no organized kind of superstructure.
Potok says the report defines a hate group as one whose ideology is based on holding any race or class as inferior to another. For NPR News, I'm Andrew Yeager in Birmingham, Alabama.
A number of states' attorneys general say they're joining New York's AG in an investigation into the herbal supplement industry. A group headed by the New York Attorney General Eric Schneiderman saying tests of some brand drug supplements have found contaminants, but none of the herbs actually listed on the label. Schneiderman contends lax oversight can have serious public health consequences. This is NPR.